6, he's already made it back to Jerusalem. They've undertaken a great task of rebuilding the city of Jerusalem, starting with the walls. And they're making some headway. And we're going to pick up here in chapter 4, verse number 6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But notice verse number 7, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Verse 9, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. Let's skip on down to verse number 14. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and of the rulers and the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren and for your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. Skip again on to verse number 19. And I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall and far from another. In what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. I want to talk to us a little bit about when God fights for us. Hallelujah. When God fights for us. Raise your hand this way and ask God to anoint us and help us. Father, we love you. We're grateful for your people. We're grateful to come to your house and have the freedom and liberty to hear your word freely preached. God, let there be that liberty and that unction here tonight. I need you desperately tonight.
I'm at your mercy behind this sacred desk. God, I need your anointing. Rest upon me. Have mercy on us tonight. Move, I pray, in the hearts of the hearers. Let your word be received by faith. Move around these altars. Encourage, strengthen, uplift, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' holy name.
And the church said, amen. You can be seated here tonight in the presence of the Lord's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Nehemiah said unto all the people, the rulers and the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place you hear, amen, the sound of the trumpet, resort, amen, ye thither, or retreat, amen, here, and our God shall fight for us. Amen. This was a time, amen, for the children of Israel. It was a time of revival. Amen. It was a time of restoration. It was a time of rebuilding. It was an exciting time in Israel. Amen. It wasn't a depressing times. It wasn't, amen, sad times. Although God, amen, had begun this work with a burden in the heart of Nehemiah. Amen. Way back there while he was still in that, amen, that Persian Empire. Amen. God began to birth in his heart a desire to rebuild, and they were right in the middle of it. Amen. God had opened the doors, and God, amen, had put the letters in his hands, and God had, amen, had put the resources at his disposal. Everything he needed was at his fingertips, amen, to see a revival and a restoration of the city, amen, and their dreams and their hopes as a nation, amen. It was right there. All they had to do was, amen, roll up their sleeves and, amen, and get busy, and that's exactly what they did, amen. And as I opened up in verse 6, he said, so built we the wall. Hallelujah. Amen. It was joined together, amen, about halfway up, amen, about half, it's about the half thereof, amen. It was joined together all around, but it wasn't as high as it was going to be, amen. There were still some breaches, there were still some weakness in that wall, amen, but there was some progress being made. Aren't you thankful, amen, for progress? Amen. If you haven't noticed, amen, around here, past few weeks, few months, amen, amen, Bethany's been in a season, if I guess you could say, a revival. Maybe even the past couple of years, amen, seem like there's been a revival spirit in the air. Amen. You and I, amen, just like Nehemiah and Zerubbabel, amen, and some of these other builders, Ezra, amen, these men of God, you and I, like them, amen, are in a time of a restoration. Amen. We've got a great task before us. Amen. But we've got a great God on our side. Oh, I'm glad to know, amen, that I'm a part of a, amen, of a move of God. Amen. A work of God. And that's exactly what it is, isn't it? It's a work. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said that the work went on, amen, because the people had a mind to work. Oh, I'm thankful for all the workers that showed up on a Wednesday night, amen, at Bethany. Amen. Oh, I'm glad for every time, amen, that the saints of God gathered together to build and to work on the kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. But it didn't take the devil too long to realize what was going on. Amen. When they heard, when the enemies of God people heard that the wall was being built and that the breaches were being mended and taken care of, they were very wroth. Amen. Can you look at somebody and tell them the enemy's mad? Oh, my goodness. Amen. The devil, amen, is not going to sit idly by and watch us have revival. Amen. How many was here in January? Woo! Hallelujah. I said the devil's not going to sit idly by and watch us have revival. Amen. It's going to be work. Amen. It's going to be labor. And on top of the work and on top of the labor, amen, it's going to be a battle. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Now I understand God has come by the last couple of years and just give us a wonderful move of God anyway. Amen. Despite the enemy's attacks, despite, amen, his desire to buffet and to hinder us, amen, we watch God as he has helped us push, amen, push through and persevere. Amen. I'm glad for every one of you that's been a part of that, that's helped us fast and pray and helped us pray a decision through. Amen. There's been transitions, amen, and all sorts of things been going on here at Bethany, and we're excited about it. Amen. But oh, amen, seemed like the enemy there was just kind of pushed back. Amen. And he didn't have much choice. Amen. But because revival was coming. Oh, but as amen, I've never known the enemy to give up. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Just like here in Nehemiah. Amen. They were pushed back, but they just kind of regrouped. And as they heard it, about the, amen, the progress that was being made. Amen. He come with another ambush, come with another plan, another attack. Amen. Oh, amen. Don't you feel like hell has, amen, set his sights against us? Amen. Maybe you hadn't felt it. Maybe I'm the only one. Amen. But the enemy has been coming against this front this week. Amen. Has he come against you? I'm sure he has. Amen. How about it, young people? Have you felt his onslaughts? Amen. His attacks? Amen. Have you felt it? Amen. I felt it. I'm sure you have. We can feel, amen, struggling against it a little bit here tonight. Amen. But with God's help, we'll go ahead and push on through. Amen. Preach a little while anyway and have church. Hallelujah. Amen. Here he was coming against the people of God. Amen. Through this man, Sanballat, and amen, Tobiah, and these others that were with them. They came with the express purpose, amen, to hinder the work of God. Oh, I'm here to tell you, amen, if you've been in the midst of the battle, amen, if you've heard, amen, the cries from the enemy's camp, just know we're on the right track, amen, because we at least we got something going that the devil's interested in hindering. Woo! Hallelujah. I said, at least we've got something going the devil's interested in stopping. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Amen. You heard me say it before. I'll say it again, and I'll probably say it some more before it's all over with. Amen. But if you don't run into the devil, amen, at some point in your experience, better check, make sure which direction that you're going. Amen. Maybe you're going the same way he is. Amen. Well, oh, here they are. Amen. They're hindered, trying to hinder the work of God. Amen. If you read down through these verses I skipped, amen, it was kind of unnerving as they heard the plot to come against God's people and to slay him. Amen. Rumors started circulating that, amen, the enemy's got his own nest stirred up. Amen. And he's going to hinder. And it unnerved, amen, some of those tribes. Amen. And they were asking for for help, amen, from some of these others. Come over here and help us, watch for us, amen, while we work, so we're not ambushed, amen, lest the enemy come in and slay us, amen. And there was a danger, amen, listen right here, there was a danger of progress being stopped, amen, if not stopped, at least slowed down and hindered, amen. And oh, that's what the enemy would like to do with us here tonight, amen. He'd like to get rumors floating around, amen. He'd like to get us off on our, amen, by ourselves, amen, and hinder the work of God. Notice, amen, notice, amen, he said that the work is large, it's very great, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. Amen, oh, amen, the enemy has a strategy, amen, he's got a strategy that he's used for years, amen, anybody that's in ministry have seen him use it, have felt the effects, amen, of the enemy's strategic plan to isolate individuals, oh, amen, to divide and to conquer, amen, the enemy come in, amen, they were so spread out, the work was so great, amen, there was all kind of opportunity for him to isolate, amen, and to separate, amen. Oh, listen to me, friend, that's still, amen, the devil's desire in 2014, amen, he don't care, amen, where we're at in our experience, amen, he don't care how much we've built, amen, he don't care how much we've labored as a church, amen, he don't care how much you worked as a family, amen, how much has been poured into you and invested into you, amen, and oh, come on now, amen, he don't care, amen, if he can isolate somebody out there on the wall, amen, if he can find a breach and a break, amen, a gap in our armor, amen, somebody off by themselves, amen, he desires to hone in on that individual or that family, amen, or that weak one. Oh, come on now, like the lion out there on the savannas in Africa, amen, they don't go after, amen, the old bull that's in charge leading the pack, amen, they look for the one that's weak, amen, they look for the one that's elderly or the young or the one that's sick and lagging a little far behind, amen, a little farther behind than they ought to, amen. Oh, the enemy, that roaring lion, amen, that walketh about seeking whom he may devour, amen, still today, amen, right here tonight is looking for individuals, amen, looking for folks, amen, that are scattered, amen, looking for folks, amen, that are by themselves, amen, looking for folks that are isolated. Oh, look at somebody and tell them isolation is dangerous. Oh, isolation. Amen. Probably everybody here has heard that old illustration about, amen, the lion and the three bulls. Amen. If you haven't, I'll go ahead and share it with you. I'm sure most of us have. Amen. But there was the story told of this lion, and he was hungry lion. And he approached these three bulls out in the field, and every time he'd try to get in on one of them, amen, the other one would spot him, and they'd gang up and fend him off, amen, and each angle he tried, every time, every opportunity that he got to get in and make a quick meal out of one of them, amen, the other one would spoil it. So he got the idea one day to go whisper in one's ear, amen, and said, hey, old bull number one, amen, bull number two's been talking about you. Amen. He said that, amen, you're not near as strong as he is. And amen, who knows what all he whispered in his ear. Amen. Pretty soon, bull number one got put out with bull number two. Amen. He started grazing off, amen, in his own corner of the field somewhere. Amen. And guess what? Amen. It was a quick, easy lunch. Amen. But still come back to, amen, old number two and bull number three. Amen. And still with two, he couldn't, amen, penetrate that, amen, that bond and that unity. Amen. So he began to whisper in old bull number three's ear. Amen. Tell him, oh, bull number two, amen, you know, he thinks that you're, amen, whatever. Amen. He thinks that, amen, he's against you. Amen. He planted something, and pretty soon they split up and parted ways. Amen. And one by one, amen, he was able to, amen, listen to me, that's exactly how the enemy works. Amen. He wants to plant things in our hearts and in our minds. Amen. He wants to separate, amen, families from the body of Christ. Amen. He wants to separate husbands from wives. Amen. And children from parents. Amen. And pit ourselves against one another. Amen. To get us scattered. Amen. To get us isolated.
it. Amen. Oh, bless it. Amen. Nehemiah looked out there and he saw the danger in isolation. Amen. He formulated a plan. Amen. He saw the enemy was in, amen, was planning an attack. Amen. He saw the vulnerability of his people. Amen. You know what his solution to that problem was? Amen. He said, I'm going to get me a trumpeter. Amen. You're going to stand by me and I'm going to get to a place, a perspective. Go read it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He said, the work is great. We're spread out. Amen. But as such time as you hear the trumpet blow, hey, I'm going to get to a place where I can see what's going on and what's coming. And when you hear the sound of the trumpet, oh, retreat and resort here, thither, and our God will fight for us. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, aren't you thankful for a man of God that's got a place of perspective? Amen. How many believes we've got a praying pastor? Hallelujah. Amen. Like Nehemiah. Amen. As he gets to that mountain peak, that vantage point. Amen. This man of God can see things coming. Amen. That you and I that are in the trenches. Amen. And on the wall, we could never see it. Amen. We'd never hear it. Amen. We'd never know it. Oh, amen. It pays to heed the trumpet's call of the man of God when he takes, amen, his text and he blows the trumpet. Oh, Brother Darrell, keep setting the trumpet to your lips. Hey, when you see my family, amen, and something coming our way, amen, brother, don't ever hesitate, amen, to sound the alarm. Oh, come on now. Amen. How many times has the preacher got up and blew the trumpet and we said, oh, here goes that old annoying bugle again. Amen, that old hot air. Amen, come on now. Everything's fine down here in the trenches. Everything's fine. Amen, but come on now. The man of God can see, amen, things that we cannot see. God, amen, has put him in a place, amen, where he said, we watch for your soul. I said, he's watching for our souls. Whoo! He's going to have to give an account. He said, When you hear that trumpet, you drop your tools. You drop your project. Oh, come on now. You drop what you're doing. I don't care how much progress you think you're making, but when you hear the trumpet, it's time to come together. Hallelujah. Oh, how many knows that there's strength in numbers? Hallelujah. How good, the writer said, and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. The writer of Hebrews said, not, amen, come on now. Amen. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. When the trumpet blows, amen, every Wednesday night, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, amen, the trumpet blows. Amen. It's our opportunity. Amen. Come on now. I said it's our opportunity. Amen. To get our families, our wives and our children, amen, to a place of refuge and a resort, if you will. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I know this is a time a lot of folks are on vacation, and that's all right. Amen. But listen to me. Amen. There is no resort. Woo! I said there is no resort. Amen. Like this refuge that we're at here tonight. Yeah. I'm not against vacations. I'm not against going and having reprieve. Oh, but let's not fail to get our families, amen, to a place where God can fight for us. Woo! He said, resort ye thither unto us. When you hear the trumpet blow, come up here. Oh, how many times has the enemy, amen, been on the verge of a victory? And Wednesday night rolled around just in time. Woo! Oh! Hey! Amen. How many times has the enemy been on the verge of a victory and Sunday morning rolled around? Amen. And the trumpet blew. Hey! And God's people gathered together and you felt strength from another world. Amen. And God began to fight. Amen. On your behalf. Oh, I'm thankful tonight that we've got a refuge we can run to. Woo! Oh, when I was a teenager trying to serve God, brother, I was in the house of God every chance I got. Most of the time, four times a week.
Most of the, well, five times a week if you count two services on Sunday. And sometimes six if I can make it to a youth rally on a Friday night somewhere. And this is just the way it worked out right there with Arbuckle and Willows and, amen, and some of those other area churches. Amen. And it wasn't driving across town for a youth rally Friday night. It was driving up to Willits 2.5 hours Friday night, or to Oroville for an hour and a half or so. Amen. Come on now. Oh, but brother, there was, I knew there was a refuge there. I was, amen, we were scattered out. Amen. There was times there at that little, amen, sanctuary in Willows. Amen. That is a 14, 13, 12, amen, even 16-year-old teenager. Amen. There's times I felt like I was all alone, brother. Oh, there was time I felt so spread out and so, amen, and so exhausted. Amen. And it was all we could do. Amen. Sometime to make it to that youth rally or that, amen, or that, come on, that other midweek down there at Arbuckle, or we could find a little strength and find a little morsel of me. No, oh, come on now. Don't take for granted the good fellowship that we've got in this area. Amen. The good church has got things going. Amen. Church is all across it. Amen. This area with a 30-minute drive. Amen. Camp meetings and youth camps. Amen. By the way, we're going to talk a little bit about, amen, youth camp tonight. Amen. If you can, send your young people. Amen. We're going to go to Sepulpa. Amen. I believe in fellowship, supporting, amen, do our best to support that local meeting. Oh, amen. But brother and sister, amen, there were, I'll never forget, amen, that year that my dad handed me a gas card at 16 years old, put me in my 1996 four-wheel drive pickup and said, anytime you pass a Chevron, I'll buy your fuel. Get out of here. Go to camp. And I made my way to Sepulpa campgrounds. Never been past Nevada, I don't guess. Not by myself anyway. All the way to Oklahoma. Well, you know why? He was had a heart to get to where someplace I'd find refuge. He wanted me to take a resort. Amen. A retreat to a place where God could fight for me. Woo! Hallelujah. I'll never forget that week. Brother, I said, I'll never forget what God did for me around those altars that week. Hallelujah. Amen. As I, amen, a weary pilgrim, a weary soldier, a weary worker, amen, found strength and help in the presence of, oh, amen. Sometimes we hear the trumpet blow and we say, well, we'll wait for the next time around. Amen. We'll see if we can't slip by this time. Amen. We'll wait till next year or next week or next month. Oh, mom and daddies, get your children to a place, amen, where God can fight for them. Oh, if we only understood, if we only knew here tonight what some of these, right, even here in our midst, are facing and what they're going through and the battles that they're fighting, the labor and the work that they're having to expend to even just keep their head above water. Amen. They're scattered out. Amen. The enemy of their souls trying to isolate them. Amen. Every teenager under the sound of my voice, listen to me. Don't let yourself get isolated. Amen. Don't let yourself get pushed to the fringes. Amen. Some of you young married couples, the devil wants to isolate you, push you. Amen. Out there toward the fringe. Amen. Get you missing more and more services and, amen, more and more opportunities for you to find refuge. Oh, listen to a young preacher trying to blow the trumpet tonight. Amen. Let's come to the place, amen, that we can find refuge and strength in a time of need. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about through preaching. Sarah, get ready to come to the piano. Let's raise our hand. Ask God to help us in the rest of the service. Father, we need you tonight.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let somebody hear the call tonight.
I remember one time in particular after I had made my way out here for a short time before I went to Bible school, and the enemy had really honed in on my life, and I think he realized it was one of his last chances to get me before I hit the rock and really got established. It's down there in Blair and struggling with temptation. I'm still seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I mean, the enemy from just about every angle came amen, came my way. I can't even explain to you all the ways that the enemy fought me that week, but it was a long, hard, vicious week. I'm talking about every lie, amen, every hindrance. Come on now. And Thanksgiving vacation come around. I'll thank the Lord for breaks and resorts. Amen. And but to be honest with you, I had a pretty good strong church right there where I was in Blair, going back to a smaller church where there was less young people. And I was pretty desperate to get the help I needed before I left. And I just, for whatever reason, wasn't finding it. Drove to Oklahoma City. I think Brother Brent Moore, maybe one of those other guys from up there, was going to take me to the airport that following morning. And it just happened to fall on Blanchard's midweek. Is that a Wednesday night? Do they got a Wednesday night? Hell. And so we went to church, me and my airport chauffeur. I can't remember exactly who it was. But that night we went to church at Blanchard on a regular Wednesday night service. Because somebody was having church. I was in the area generally. It was my custom to be in the house of God. And I was looking for help. I was needing help. But to be honest with you, song service went pretty average and normal. Preaching was about having a burden for the lost, you know. And but in the middle of that preaching, as the word went forth, God gave me such a burden to pray for some backsliders that I knew. And I got up there in the battle. As discouraged as I was and as low as I was, I felt that burden, that urgency to pray for some folks I know connected with that church that needed God. And amen, nobody knowing where I was at, nobody knowing I needed help. But amen, as the Spirit of the Lord began to move on me, I just kind of camped out there. As I was praying for those others, amen, in the middle of my praying for those others, I kind of got lost in the presence of the Lord and realized it had been a while since I made my way to that refuge. Woo! Oh, I believe somebody could find a refuge here tonight. I couldn't tell you, had my eyes closed most of the time, and I couldn't tell you who all was praying with me. I'm sure Brother Devin Birdsong and some of those other young preachers at the time was in there, but there was one in front, amen, there was one behind, and one on each side, amen, as they realized that I was, amen, I was going to tarry a little bit and get some help, amen, and I was needing some reinforcements, amen. Those men of God gathered around me and begin to pray, amen. I'm here to tell you, sir, as the morning God begin to fight, amen, for a struggling teenager. Woo! Hallelujah. As they begin, not knowing where I was going through, amen, but as the Lord led them, they begin to quote verse after verse. And when one would run out of something to say, the other one would start up. Amen. And they went around and around. I don't know how many times they went around filling my ears with the truth of God. Amen. And the strength of God. Oh, brother and sister. Amen. I can't explain to you what happened to me that night. Amen. Except for this, I believe that God came down. Amen. And he began to fight for me. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about when God fights for his people and when God is for us. Amen. Who can be against us? Woo. Hallelujah. Stand with me all over the house. Sarah, come to the piano. Oh, I believe tonight God wants to make this average run-of-the-mill Wednesday night service a refuge for somebody. Oh, could it be that some struggling soul could find rest and help in the presence of God tonight? Hallelujah. Some family, some young person, some elder. Amen. I'm not gonna put an age limit on it. Amen. They just said, let's get together. Come on up here to this refuge. Would you hear the trumpet? And we watched God fight for us. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Head bowed all over the building, praying, God, help us in these altars. Father, you see every soul. Every soul. You see that sister, that brother tonight that feels isolated. The enemy's whispered in their ears and told them, you don't fit in at Bethany no more. Why do you even go down there? You don't even feel like you're a part of that group anymore. How many services the enemy has asked you? How many services you've been in? You still not receive the help that you need. You're weak. And I'm going to win this battle. Oh, that's what the enemy would like to let you know. That's what he'd like you to believe. Listen to a preacher blow the trumpet and let you know that if you just come. How many knows that just because you made it in the building doesn't mean we're together just yet?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. I'm glad you made it to church tonight. But when we get in our hearts in one place and we have one mind and one accord, that's a whole different story. That's what some folks need here tonight. They need our hearts. Brother Robbie said it as we opened, push everything else out. Push everything else aside. He said, let's come to church. We're already in the building, but we are exhorted to come on in a little closer where God can fight for us. That's what I'm asking you to do, sir. That's what I'm asking you to do, weary Christian, ma'am. Amen. I'm asking you to come in a little closer. Amen. Where God can fight for you. Amen. Where your brothers and sisters can rally around you. Amen. And ask the Lord to give you strength and help. And amen. Where you can find encouragement. And oh, that's here tonight. There's a refuge if you want it. Hallelujah. Father, we bind and rebuke every hindrance that keep your people on the outskirts, on the fringes. You see how some are scattered, spread out upon the wall. Usher them into your presence tonight. Let them find strength in you. If you need special prayer here tonight, I'm going to open the altars for you first. You need a brother or a sister to come alongside you and pray and seek God for a bit. I want you to come stand around these altars and let some of these Holy Ghost filled saints of God begin to pray. Let the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, begin to fight for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, let's find us a place to pray. Amen. Let's come in around these altars and spend a good season in the presence of the Lord. Let's not let ourselves get isolated. If you see some family, you see some young person falling into that trap of isolation, put your arm around them. Pull them back in where God can fight for them. Pull them back in where there's a refuge. Pull them back in here where there's strength, where there's mercy, where there's help. For the souls of men and women. Thank you for everyone that chose to resort. Thank you for everyone that chose. I'm going to go to the refuge tonight. I hear the trumpet.